My husband and I did a lot of traveling right after we retired. So there again, we were exposed to a whole lot of different types of people.
You were traveling abroad.
Abroad, we traveled, now. I traveled and visited all the continents except Australia and Antarctica. So that was another way of opening my eyes to other people that we did meet. But that's always when I went traveling, that's what I wanted to see.
I wanted
the different cultures. I didn't want to just stick with the tour that just took us to the places that they show off on the thing. So I like traveling with a group that gave us opportunity to intermingle with the, one of the groups that we traveled with always made sure that we had a dinner with one of the families in their home. And that was a very good way to open my eyes. So it was spreading out, but it was the same thing of wanting to know about other places and other things. That's the way I guess that was my outlet for that curiosity then, was spread out. I went to all the continents. I went to Peru and Machu Picchu. I went to Egypt and rode a camel. You know, that was again my interest in how other people live.
So you I would think it's safe to say that even from the onset, you know, dealing with desegregation and onwards, you've been a very open person.
Yeah, I've always wanted. I don't think I was ever afraid of another people just because they belong to a certain group. I was afraid of individuals that are cautious about individuals, but I never did spread that to the whole. To say that condemns a whole race or a whole culture of any kind.
What you say is that a lot of the women in that group shared that type of curiosity and.
I think so. Not many of them. As many of them were as. Well, Lenny now is for the first time in her life free to travel, and boy, we can hardly catch her at home. She just loves to go on tours, and she went to South Africa, and I haven't ever been to South Africa, but she's really open to the learning about the whole world, and the cultures there. Mm-hmm.